Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome and thank you for joining us. It is the first day of September 2010. We're just 10 days away from the 9th anniversary of the Black Ops staged attacks of 9/11 that have been used to convert our country into a Orwellian system of oppression and control, and the controllers are just getting started. And remember, it was the Republican Party who was in power when that hoax, that black op, false flag, self-inflicted inside job operation was carried out. And Obama is controlled by the very same offshore corporate interest. And now, of course, we have the beauty queen, Sarah Palin, traveling to Iowa, basically already preparing the ground there for her run for the presidency coming up in 2011 for the 2012 election. And you better believe that Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh are going to line up in support of Sarah Palin over Congressman Ron Paul. And you just better get ready for that, Ron Paul to be attacked because he comes on this radio show, Ron Paul to be attacked because he says the CIA deals drugs, Ron Paul to be attacked because he wants to audit the private Federal Reserve and audit the Fort Knox and New York Federal Reserve gold vaults that are reportedly empty. They won't allow Congress or anybody else to look at it for more than 50 years. So stay tuned for that. We'll be talking some about that today. We're going to have wide open phones here in the broadcast. And when we come back from break, I'm going to just skim over some of the news, and I'm going to go to your calls in the next segment on any issue, any news item, any question, any comment you've got for us. Just please be focused and ready to make your point so I can move to the next person quickly. I'm going to probably be at light speed today. We'll probably take at least two calls this hour. In fact, Jaron had a good idea for an Alex Jones ringtone. What was it, Jaron? Yeah, I told you I was going to go to your calls. We're going to go to your calls. Imagine that, a phone ringing saying, I told you I'm going to go to your calls. But we're going to attempt. We seldom are successful. It'll probably be a mother saying, I'm here in Austin. The CPS stole my child for no reason and didn't even put my name correctly on the form. Or somebody will call in and say, I'm here during a military checkpoint. Help me. And then they'll send us photos from their cell phone of it actually happening. And I mean, it's always crazy, but 1-800-259-9231. We'll try not to get bogged down with one caller or with my long babbling answers. 800-259-9231. And as you know, I love taking calls. I don't tend to take enough of them because I really enjoy the thought-provoking questions and comments and the different directions callers take us and ideas and news articles I'd forgotten about or hadn't covered or wasn't aware of. It's always extremely informative. And a lot of times, listener emails, listener calls, listener feedback, listener news tips is what really guides and steers the direction of this syndicated radio broadcast that, by the way, is also simulcast at prisonplanet.tv. And it is your support of the radio broadcast, supporting the sponsors, buying the books, the DVDs, the T-shirts, that not only gets the word out to more people, but also supports the radio show, the news sites, and everything we do. And you know, I don't make $40 million a year like Glenn Beck. I don't even make one-fortieth of that. And can you imagine if I had $40, $50 million a year to put in to this operation, what we could do? Even mainstream media yesterday wrote some news stories showing that my ratings are as high or higher than Glenn Beck's on radio stations, the internet, and that we are much, much smaller and don't have the big Fox backing that he does. We couldn't do what we do, though, without you. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today. Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. And the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're going to have wide open phones throughout the full 3 hours of transmission today. For 30 minutes in the second half of the next hour, we're going to have G. Edward Griffin, expert on the Federal Reserve, on the missing gold at Fort Knox, joining us to talk about all the strange goings-on. We have Ron Paul coming out saying not only is he going to reintroduce his legislation that passed the House, was defeated in the Senate, to audit the private run-for-profit dictators of this country, known as the Federal Reserve, but now he's going to introduce legislation to call for an audit of the gold at Fort Knox and at Federal Reserve banks in the United States, like the Bank of New York. Because for more than 50 years, they will not let anybody in to see the gold or allow an audit, even though Congress has requested it. Shows how out of control these criminals are. And so, of course, they created derivatives. Of course, they created thousands of trillions, thousands, 1.5 thousand, 1,500 trillion of fake fiat instruments to buy up the real assets. Of course, they're waging war against the real economy. This is economic domination. So we'll talk to G. Edward Griffin about that. We'll also get his take on this bizarre story that started breaking yesterday. And we have a detailed analysis with the graphs from mainstream news where this was evidenced. Investors spooked as glitch sends gold to $3,400 an ounce. And this was reported by the COMEX. This was reported by Kitco. This was reported on the live graphs on Wall Street and in the other major global stock markets and mercantiles tracking this. And so you talk about a rigged market, and this is on the heels of Bloomberg reporting gold rallying to 1,500 as Soros bubble inflates. And it goes on to report that the big bankers have decided they can't suppress gold any longer, and that the majority of the options on gold for the month of December are $1,500 an ounce. And, of course, that signifies serious illness of the country's financial standing and serious inflation and dollar devaluation down the road, monetization of debt. So I'm going to be covering that. Also, the British government, the EU, and the U.S. government have invested tens of billions of dollars of taxpayer money in starting climate exchanges at the Chicago Mercantile, the Climate Carbon Exchange, at Gore and Blood, the other climate exchange in London, England, there in the City of London, within London, and with other carbon exchanges in Japan and the continent of Europe. And they would take billions of dollars of taxpayer money and give it to Al Gore, give it to Barack Obama, give it to BP, give it to ExxonMobil. There's Enron was involved at the inception of this, and that's on record. Mainstream news, not denied with Al Gore in the mid-1990s. But to cash out on those, they've just been sitting there basically gaining value after the government seed money was put in. And to really get the system rolling, they needed to then get this new derivative backed up with taxpayer money. And that's why they're hell-bent on getting all of these different carbon taxes through. Not only does it control every facet of your life, government can then basically selectively enforce on who gets taxed and who doesn't, so their cronies won't get taxed, or their cronies will get the green jobs investment money, and that turns out Al Gore, Bill Clinton, Queen of England, Prince Philip, Ted Turner. I mean, they're all heavily invested in this. Bill and Melinda Gates. So basically, they just come in, take over government, and then have government mandate that everybody buy not just carbon credits from them, but also new appliances, new light bulbs, new wind turbines, new water turbine systems that they've gotten patented. The government says, you've got to buy this. This is approved. This is just one way that they run major scams on us. But the incredible news is even the United Nations new panel set up last year. Remember in November, hackers released what the media turned out, BBC, AP, Reuters, New York Times, had for at least 8 months. Thousands of pages of internal emails with the head of the UN program fixing the numbers on man-made climate change and lying and hiding the decline over the last decade, and that the increase in temperature had stopped 15 years ago and had actually been declining if you average the global temperatures together. Sure, there'll be record hot here, record cold there in the thousands of microclimates on the planet, but you've got to look at it in the aggregate sum total. There's been a marked temperature decrease in the last decade, and they knew this. And they tried to stonewall for a month, but the alternative media ran the blockade and got the information out that it was as phony as a $3 bill or as phony as an Enron Al Gore derivative. So all of that happened. All of that began to unfold. And they said, oh, it's no big deal. Ignore it. Well, they lost total credibility by stonewalling. So the United Nations created a whitewash committee. And they had several other committees in the EU and Britain that came out and said there is nothing wrong. It was all innocent mistakes. But now the UN has been forced to come out because nobody bought that and said, okay, there's a high-level inquiry into the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, found there was little evidence for its claims about global warming, and admitted, as Lord Monckton and others had said recently, that this was literally from undergraduates and media reporters' articles where they would just claim the Earth had increased by 5 degrees. They would just claim the Himalayas had melted. They would just claim that the Easter Bunny was real, you know, basically, and they go on to admit it's a total fraud. And in one day, and the Chicago Climate Exchange had already plunged by more than half, but the value they had left plunged by another 50% to a new record low yesterday. And we're watching it closely today. So we're going to get into the strange case of gold going to $3,400 yesterday. We'll also get into Senate to sneak through internet kill switch bill. So they're moving ahead with trying to block us because we're cleaning their clocks with the internet and the alternative media. We're also going to get into two new videos that we've launched at our YouTube channel for maximum effect that we need to go mega viral to everyone. I'm going to play those later in the transmission today. And one of them has the headline, Vaccine Deaths. Vaccine Deaths. And in fact, we'll just go to Infowars.com right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and we'll pull that up for people. It's Vaccine Death Cover-Up Implodes Worldwide. And that, of course, hooks into the report we put out 2 days ago. And thanks to you, it was the number one Google search term. Vaccine deaths was the number one search term. Well, now we have a video set to go mega viral that will save lives. If you send it out to everyone you know, post it on your Facebook, your MySpace, if you Twitter it out, please get Vaccine Death Cover-Up Implodes Worldwide. It is a 10-minute video. It breaks everything down in detail, admitting all over the world, from Australia to India to Finland to many other nations, they are admitting brain damage, epilepsy, narcolepsy, Guillain-Barré, deaths, and suspending it. The problem is they're back with another H1N1. We've got to get this word out. And then finally, will Machete release spark racial violence? I haven't commented on Machete in several months. It's set to come out Friday. We've learned some very serious news concerning that. That is all coming up today. And we'll also get into Sarah Palin now going to Iowa. Clearly, she is getting ready to run for president. And we'll be discussing that as well. But right now, as promised, I said I'd get to some calls in this segment. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Virginia. Jeff, thanks for holding.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure to talk with you this morning. Just a quick question that I wanted to kind of ask you in light of Barack Obama's speech last night with regards to bringing the troops home, quote-unquote, from Iraq. I was reading this morning Ron Paul's answer to that. And what I want to try to get the main point I want to try to get across to people who I reach out to, I try to wake up, is the difference between a legitimate declaration of war and what we have with these phony wars, including Vietnam.
Yeah, they give them a blank check, even though the Constitution says Congress declares war and instructs the president in how to prosecute it and to carry it out. Congress controls the issuance of currency and credit. Private banks run that now. And they now, since Korea, just issue a blank check to the president and the National Security Council.
Right. But what I want to know, or what I'm hoping maybe you can help me out with, is how can I explain the difference between a legitimate declaration of war and a authorization by Congress to use force, which is what we have in the case of Iraq.
Well, it's a fraud. We never had it until the 1950s with the Korean War, and they call them police actions, and it's under the United Nations, and it's unconstitutional. It is treason by the Congress. They should all be impeached, those that vote for it, and it turns the president into Julius Caesar. And that's why our founders said that you don't have the president being able to bring his troops into the country to deal with the citizens. That's Caesar crossing the Rubicon. And expanding on that, you don't allow the Caesar to declare a war or to prosecute a war. Only the Roman Senate can levy war. Because if you let the Caesar do that, you live in a dictatorship. And now it's a dictatorship of the office of the president, controlled by these offshore interests. But yes, Ron Paul has pointed out that there's 50,000 plus U.S. troops 150,000 contractors. So they took some troops out, sent some home, sent some to Afghanistan, sent more troops to Afghanistan, hired more contractors in both countries. It's all CIA run. It's all smoke and mirrors. And Obama says mission accomplished, like Bush said 7.5 years ago on the deck of that aircraft carrier, Jeff.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all-organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds, so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
Okay, I hope I answered the last caller's question, but I did intend to get into that later in the broadcast. Bush walking around in his codpiece in his fighter pilot outfit and then declaring military operations are over. It's the same thing with Obama. He said he would bring all the troops home immediately. Then it was a year. Then it was 18 months. And now that's not all the troops home immediately. And they've built permanent bases there. They've trained the Iraqi military. They've brought in hundreds of thousands of contractors. It's a fully occupied nation. And many of the political parties in Iraq are on their own television stations and newspapers saying, look, leave. You've put in a total infrastructure. You've got snatch and grab squads running around killing people. Get out of here. So the model of paramilitary contractor control that Iraq is under is the same top secret USA spy takeover, covert takeover, shadow takeover that we're under here. Let's go to Jeff in Virginia. Jeff, you're on the air. Oh, he went to Jeff. I thought he was still there. Okay, Bobby in California.
Yeah, people need to be outraged at the fact that retail workers have been found to have, on average, 30% more BPA in their system due to dealing with BPA receipts all day.
Yeah, I saw that in Reuters. In fact, I meant to cover that a few days ago, that retail workers have higher levels of BPA, and they say, according to, in fact, print these up. I don't want to just say they say that even light exposure to BPA in receipts is sterilizing and reducing men's fertility. It can either reduce fertility or completely sterilize you. And I did see that report. I believe it was even in the Statesman this weekend about BPA hurting retail workers. And there's no reason the printer ink has to have that in it. And to show how I'm conditioned to just accept this, we need to go look at the printer ink we're using and find out if this is BPA, because I'm touching this stuff every day in here. And I'm trying to drink my Topo Chico Mexican mineral water that is in, you know, good glass container and tastes delicious, to stay away from bisphenol A that's, of course, in the receipts. But maybe I'm getting a type of printer ink that has it as well. My God, this stuff's everywhere. I'm sorry, Bobby. Please continue about where did you see that report about the bisphenol A?
I've seen it a couple. I think that was on one of the Yahoo News, but it was, you know, when all the when it showed all the store. You know, one study showed 40% of store receipts had BPA, but another study showed 80%. And the majority of the thermal printed receipts, the ones that if you make, let's say you take a coin and make a line, it makes a black mark, the majority of those have BPA. They're just covered with it. And Whole Foods was able to switch in the last month, many of their store, they ordered BPA-free receipts due to the outrage, and all other stores can do that too. All they have to do is order BPA-free, you know, thermal paper. That's all they have to do.
Yeah, here's an ABC News one. Study finds high BPA levels on store receipts. I mean, we've been covering that the last few months. The issue that I saw in the paper was that they did blood tests on workers and found it was just way higher than what it was in the general public. But again, what have I been saying for at least a decade? Because I read the globalist documents. I just covered Rockefeller documents in the last 2 weeks here. That they knowingly, of thousands of different plastic formulas, thousands, they chose bisphenol A to be widely adopted and promoted to do this. It's in our food packaging. It's in the lining of tin cans, the aluminum cans. It's in everything. And that's why men are so feminine. And that's why women are, and of course they admit in the studies, breast cancer, obesity in women. It makes women really robust with just wild levels of estrogen, which then gives them breast cancer. And then it makes the men effeminate. And it's all part of the admitted plan where they said we'll put things in products and water and food to reduce fertility in men and make them passive. And anything else you want to add about this, Bobby?
Yeah, if people go to YouTube and type in BPA contaminating our food, they'll see a Fox News report, and they'll watch how the chemist completely freaks out that they're putting a sex hormone in the food, and he has his whole family drinking out of glass. And it's just every chemist that studies this, their whole family drinks out of glass. I mean, because they find just tiny amounts, you know, it's like having an estrogen pill every day.
Well, it bioaccumulates, and I appreciate your call. And also, they've been telling everybody, oh, drink soy products. Now, there are types of organic soy where they basically prepare it properly, where it doesn't have massive levels of plant sterols that are estrogen mimickers. But even in normal soy, there's a reason that there's that cliche of Asian men you know, not being as big or robust or a little more effeminate. But you take Asians and put them in the United States, start feeding them meat and stuff, they're like 7 feet tall. It's because they've been eating it for thousands of years. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to continue with your phone calls in a moment. And when I start the second hour, I'm going to spend about 30 minutes on news. Then G. Edward Griffin's going to join us on the fact that Ron Paul wants to not just audit the Federal Reserve, but audit Fort Knox and other gold depositories. This is a very dangerous, bold move. This could bring the globalists down. I mean, how are they going to get on the news and say, you're not allowed to look at the gold? No, extremist. No one. Congress is not allowed to audit the gold. You just trust us private banks with it. We all, of course, know they've already stolen it. They won't allow that because they're total mafia crooks and they get away with anything. In 1913, the Federal Reserve took the nation's finances over. Since then, in the last 97 years, they've been expanding their stranglehold. And in 1933, Roosevelt got up on the radio and said, look, you turn your gold in, we're going to give you paper. And then they gave it to the private banks and they swindled it. Then they took even more gold from the citizens and put it in these gold depositories. And then they stole that. They're a pack of criminals. You think they just stole $28 trillion and that was the first time they'd stolen something with derivatives and the Glass-Steagall being overturned? They, in their new Federal Reserve Act that they just passed, they got power over the entire economy, and no one can criminally investigate them. Now, you can claim you're God and have somebody pass a law saying that. It doesn't make you God. These guys have revealed who they are. We're going to defeat them. So that's coming up, and I want to continue with your phone calls. But before we go any further here, I want to tell you about a new sponsor. Very excited to tell you about this new sponsor, a well-known company in the preparedness field. It's Safe Castle, LLC. You can check them out at www.prepared.pro. That's prepared.pro. prepared.pro. You can also get to their store at prisonplanet.com, where you can see their ad on the right-hand side of the page. These folks have been in the business for almost 10 years. They are fond of saying that they are in the business of selling steel-plated peace of mind. They basically can sell you armored areas for your house. They got a whole bunch of great stuff. Check it out. They sell everything you need to be more prepared for what's coming down the road, survival gear, supplies, and even steel-plated underground shelters and safe rooms. Tell them that I sent you. It's prepared.pro for professional crisis preparedness assistance. Of course, the government's all armed to the teeth and hardening themselves against us. Then they say you're a kook if you tried to be prepared for you and your family. They say don't have any storable food, don't have any guns, just drink lithium-laced Prozac water and worship government and watch 10 hours of TV a day and take mercury-filled shots, and convulsions are good and brain damage is good and cancer at 15 is good and IQs plummeting by upwards of 20 points in the U.S. is good, and it's all wonderful. Speaking of preparedness, eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand on a bread line if you own your own bread. They're wonderful folks. And for the next month, they are running the special where you buy three, get one free of all their different great food lines, all grown here in the United States except for their bananas, because those won't really grow here. It's all super high quality, super good prices. And food prices are going up, so this is the last time they're going to be able to offer this before prices go up. So eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. And again, it's eFoodsDirect.com. Check them out today and get prepared for all the uncertainty that is expanding here in the United States and worldwide. Okay. I'm going to go to your calls quickly now, and I want to get quick comments from each person and move forward. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Steve in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hello. As the late, great Tip O'Neill quipped, all politics are local. And for anybody to think that we can vote these bums out that allows these corporations to author all this legislation and they sit on their hands for the people's business, has got their head in the sand. There's no electronic voting record. You don't know who you voted for. Like I say, they're absolutely in control.
And when Houston got caught engaged in fraud, they just firebombed the giant facility with all the voting machines and ballots and records, and that's just how it works. That's how the mafia rolls.
That's right. And see, so these boys are all local, like he said. They have satellite offices in each district where they originate from. And people need to go down to these offices and have a protest, peaceful protest, 2 to 3 persons at a time. We have 5 here in my district.
But instead, everybody's going to get into the pageant of Obama, who's going to save us and have 60% voter turnout, or the pageant of the little beauty queen up there flashing her cleavage at everyone, Sarah Palin wearing leather dominatrix outfits, and they'll all obsess over it, and there'll be a big battle, and then we'll have 8% turnout locally, and the mafia will still control things. Or we could take our states, our sheriffs, our counties back, and we could rout them town by town, just like it was Iwo Jima, taking every square inch of that rock. We're going to have to rout them out at point-blank range. You're absolutely right, going to all their town halls, all their meetings, but Republicans were being booed a year ago, a year and a half ago, by the Tea Party everywhere. Ron Paul, true constitutionalist. So the left came out and said, oh my gosh, it's right-wingers that run it. They're only protesting Democrats. To work with the Republicans in the hoax that all opposition is Republican. So the Tea Party Express and Dick Armey and Sarah Bam Bam Palin and Glenn Cokehead Beck and all of them could come rushing in to run their operation and now be the lead the opposition right into a rat hole, just like Obama did, and the suckers are going to love it. All these old Republicans are going to sit there licking their lips, looking at Sarah Palin in her little hooker boots and her little hooker outfits, just drooling over her, and they love slavery, and they're going to lose everything they got, and they're going to love it. And they're going to love the new wars the Republicans launch, and they're going to love it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I will finish up in closing and say we are at an absolute economic standstill in this country. And if 3 to 4 weeks, I don't know if we're going to have a country left saving, Alex.
Doesn't matter. Sarah Palin's in Iowa. She's going to save us. Henry Kissinger completely controls her. She's wonderful. She's going to save us.
Yes.
And have you seen her? She wears dominatrix outfits. They like her. It's over.
I can't see her very long because that screeching voice of hers drives me up the wall. So how they're running her, I have no idea. But Alex, I thank you for the time. But people, get out of your houses because you ain't going to have a house left if you don't. Thank you.
God bless you. Great points, Steve. And what he said is completely central to everything. If you don't wake up that they control the Republicans and Democrats at the highest levels, it's over. Okay? The Republicans have better rhetoric. At least until the last few years, you know, suddenly we saw the Republican leadership get behind cap and trade until patriots exposed it. Now they're kind of on the fence. And you see them expanding government, expanding wars. I mean, we're going bankrupt. You could take all the welfare checks away from the welfare queens, and that wouldn't put a dent, even a nick, in how in debt we are with the $2 trillion a year in defense spending. It's $1 trillion, $100 billion on budget, another $800 billion or so in supplemental, and then another $800 billion or so in black ops that we know about in intelligence funding. So what's $1.9 trillion and $800 trillion? $2.7 trillion, excuse me. $2.7 trillion a year. And every time I read articles, it's the Pentagon says they may have to preemptively strike the internet to protect the web and preemptive attacks to defend America. Defend America? These are globalists that run our military. Have you figured that out yet, that they want to end this country? And that they got the average person in the military going along with all this, thinking they're fighting for the red, white, and blue. And while you're at football games crying when they run up the American flag and the fat lady sings the national anthem, that what America really is, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the free market, had its throat slit a long time ago and bled out down the road. It's a dead corpse down the road with maggots coming out of it. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. We can restore the Republic, but it isn't going to be restored by Fox News that told us how good it would be to get rid of Glass-Steagall and have derivatives, that told us how great the Federal Reserve was, that told us we shouldn't audit the Fed, that told us the banker bailout was good, O'Reilly, Beck, all of them. By the way, people are saying, well, Beck has apologized for being for the banker bailout. Oh, really? Every time I tune in, he's promoting a VAT tax on top of the income tax. And fair taxes, it's just going to be a new federal tax. They're not going to get rid of the other ones. I told you 12 years ago that was the Republican plan. I mean, if you think a new tax on top of other taxes, and if you think $2.7 trillion in defense spending is good, and you think the Republicans with George W. Bush trying to open the borders up, I mean, if you think all that's good, you think O'Reilly promoting global warming's good, and Newt Gingrich promoting it, and who's the head of the 700 Club? Pat Robertson telling you global warming's real? I mean, if you think these people are going to save you, well, then good. You might as well go lick Obama's boots. I had to sit here and tell all you idiot liberals that Obama was going to sit there and lie to you and going to hire lobbyists and continue banker bailouts and continue deindustrialization and continue all of this. And I read the health care bill written by the insurance companies, owned by the banks, to raise your taxes, make 30 million people get insurance, and then lower the standard of care, cut Medicaid and Medicare, and you said, shut up, Republican, and stuck your thumb in your mouth, part of the left-right paradigm, and now you're finding out you're not going to get care. Now you're finding out it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. Now you're finding out there are death panels. And it's going to be the same thing with all you neocon supporters. The neocons have listened to my show, repackaged themselves as patriots. You don't think Fox News notices when PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are bigger than Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck's sites combined? You don't think that doesn't scare them? And so they come along with their hundreds of millions of dollars next to our couple million a year to fund what we're doing. They come along with their hundreds of millions just on Beck alone, and they sit there and deploy him against you. And they're already lining up Sarah Palin to be president. By the way, I could already see this happening the last few months in her dominatrix outfits, psychologically designed to get all the old blue-haired Republican men to, well, you know, to do you know what while they watch her on TV. They like to be whipped and beaten. They like to be robbed. They like to be scammed. And Sarah Palin's going to do it for them. They're getting her ready as their new dominatrix. And in this sickening psychological joke, and it's going to be just like Obama with the liberals when they're bought and paid for by the same interest. And one of my employees is, you know, did work for MTV and some other folks. He hadn't written the article yet. He says he's going public with it, but I don't want to get into it until he wants to talk about it. He may write an article today. But I knew he was going last week to visit friends and family in Los Angeles. He got invited to a Hollywood party. There were some top, you know, we're talking guys that have been in the business 40 years, top music producers and movie producers there. And they were laughing. Yeah, we put Obama in to destroy all hope and create racial division and to continue the left-right paradigm to keep people in the box. And this went on for hours. And, you know, they were, you know, the fellow here in the office was saying, I can't believe you're like this. And they said, hey, that's how we win. They said, it's all eugenics. It's all environmental takeover. Now we're going to put in Sarah Palin to really bring in the tyranny. And, you know, and that terror is coming to America. And that everybody's going to learn the power of the New World Order. And that's how it is in Hollywood. Either the people are totally awake because they're around these psychopaths, or they're involved in it. And so Sarah Palin's being lined up. You know, the lady that endorses John McCain, the lady who says that Henry Kissinger's her mentor, and yeah, she poses with a rifle. And she wears dominatrix outfits, so everything must be okay. In fact, if you can find a full shot of her, it's, you know, with the motorcycle boots and the or kind of the Nazi boots and the rest of it. And, hey, people sell their families out, their future out for a slick Harvard lawyer reading off a teleprompter. They'll do it for a beauty queen tart. I mean, they'll do it. And Americans like to be suckered. It's an enjoyment. And don't worry, you're going to lose everything you got. And, you know, I got these idiot Democrats sending me emails going, look, Obama kept a promise. Sure, he hired nothing but lobbyists, continued tortures, and expanded other wars. And sure, he did the banker bailout, and the healthcare thing is a scam, but he did end the war. Oh, yeah, just like Bush did 7.5 years ago up there in the aviator codpiece outfit. You mean that? I mean, it's all theater with bad actors. He said military operations are over. What did Obama say last night? Military operations are now over. 50,000 troops, they renamed combat brigades, combat assistance brigades, doing the exact same job with 150,000 contractors upped by 50,000. They pulled 50,000 troops out and put 50,000 more contractors, paid double, triple, or quadruple what the troops are. They're just troops that became contractors. Unaccountable to Congress or anybody. And Obama gets up there and tells you he's a big peacenik. All right, let's go back to your calls. Joe in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy, how are you doing? It's been a while since I talked to you last. I just want to thank you again for all the legwork you do and just getting the information out and just basically helping the American people become educated, which we talked about last time I talked to you. But a couple of things I just wanted to talk about. One is that the I want to talk to you about is like about the inoculations and sterilizations and all that. The thing I have a hard time understanding is every college university mandates that you have to take vaccinations in order to actually attend the classes. Now, I find that to be a little bit worrisome because we're learning so much now about how these vaccinations that are supposed to help us are, in fact, giving us convulsions and mental diseases and all such.
But that is helping you. The UN openly says reductions in IQ is a cognitive enhancement. Making you submit, soft killing you, damaging you is a loving thing they give you. I mean, they actually say this, but remember, it's lies within lies. That's another fraud. There is no law that you have to take a vaccine to go to college. It is a policy that they tell you is a law, but by law, they have to give you a vaccine waiver form. Let me expand. They tried to make nurses and police take it nationwide last year. Most of them said no, over 95%. That imploded. They lied and said everybody had to take Gardasil. Then they'll lie, and I've heard Dr. Dina Dell say this, syndicated radio host, that we should criminally charge or sue anyone that doesn't take vaccines because you're going to make other people sick. Now, wait a minute. If somebody else has taken the vaccine that protects them, how then do I give them the flu if they've had the shot? Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Joe, and then go to Rich, Dorothy, Tim, and Mike at least before I get into the big news blitz. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Gio Griffin's coming up. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
Okay, I'm going back to your calls in a moment. I want to put a plug in here that each new special we do concurrently is the most popular we've ever done, and I know why. We're slashing prices down to nothing in the info war because my main mission is to get this material out, period. We're running a special until next week where you can get five of my films or films I've produced or films that I appear in for $9.95. I consulted on how Weed won the West, exposing government narcotics trafficking, how they control the system. Very important documentary. I bought these for like $6 a piece from Kevin Booth. I'm selling five for $9.95. Okay, I'm losing money on this. The five films you get, How Weed Won the West, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism, American Dictators, documenting how they staged the left-right paradigm. Alex Jones Presents Reflections and Warnings, an interview with Aaron Russo, a documentary in its own right. Incredible info. People see this and say, man, why didn't I get it before? And what I think is probably the most informative 9/11 film out there, that's really almost a video version of Synthetic Terror by Tarpley. It's similar. Really shows how the globalists staged 9/11 and how they control the radical Muslims. Fabled Enemies. Five films, $9.95. Now, I'm going to tell you something. American Dictators is about to sell out, and we may not even go back into print on these. So if you want this combo special, you better do it soon, because I don't know if I'm just going to pull it in the next few days or whether I'm going to add another video into the five, like Truth Rising or Road to Tyranny. So if you want to take advantage of this, it may go away in just the next few days. I'm not sure. It'll definitely be gone in the next week. Five films, $9.95. Infowars.com. In the hardcover, you know, cases with the expanded extras, $9.95. You can also download all my films in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. Watch the live version of the radio show and living video television production, multicast. You can also get the t-shirts, the books, my latest films, Jason Burmes' great film, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined is so important. They're all discounted at Infowars.com or ask about specials when you call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we're not funded by Fox News or the Ford Foundation Robert Rodriguez and people like Glenn Beck. Oh, you didn't know this? Machete movies put out by Fox? Mm-hmm. Just like the number two shareholder in Fox is the Sheik, who is funding the mosque. And the Rockefellers are funding the rest of it. I mean, they just fund everything. They fund the radical Muslims. They fund the La Reconquistas. They fund Robert Rodriguez. Because they want us all at each other's throats so they can prance around and be our saviors with the dominatrix, Sarah Palin. All right, finishing up, we were talking to Joe in Florida about the vaccine. Sir, there is no law that you've got to take it, but they get federal funds for every person they soft kill. Of course, they don't know that they're soft killed themselves, but they get federal funds that they know about that. So you tell them, give me the waiver, the conscientious or religious objector. I don't have to take that shot. Don't discriminate against me. Okay, so you tell them that, Joe. Does that answer your question?
Yes, and also, I just also wanted to point out, too, that during the whole Obama running for president, when he was gaining all that, you know, notoriety and the popularity, the people, the think tanks that he had that helped him get elected to be president, he got rid of them. And he then replaced them with, I forget the name, but he was...
He replaced them with the Clinton people, and he replaced them with the Bush 43. I appreciate your call. Great points.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there.
the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a two-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big news blitz coming up here in just a few minutes, but I want to continue with your phone calls right now. Rich in Tennessee, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate you taking my call.
Appreciate you calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, just a quick comment and a quick question. I'm a veteran. I was stationed in South Korea in 97. And basically, the first time that I realized there was a huge discrepancy in what the official story is and what the real story is when I was stationed up by the DMZ, and my friend was stationed a little bit closer than me, but we were both up there. And we had Madeline Albright come over, and she visited the base. And he didn't have heat, and it was the beginning of the – it was starting to get cold, beginning of the winter season. And he didn't have heat, and she came right to his base and was supposed to be over there to make sure troops were doing okay and everything was going well. And I remember he told me – I talked to him. He said, you know, she came and left and went to the United States, and everything's going great. Our troops are being well taken care of. And he still didn't get heat the whole winter. He was freezing his tail off out there. Just hilarious.
Well, you know, that sounds like a small thing, but it's a culture of lying, a culture of big, giant, obelisk-like marble buildings of the banks and the government, and we're just the little people, and they're God, and they know best. When at the end of the day, they're just a bunch of crooks who are afraid of justice. That's why they're setting up a police state to suppress the people in case we ever try to bring them to justice. Madeleine Albright, in 2008, came driving in to the Bilderberg meeting and got so scared by people recognizing her and bullhorning her that she panicked and fled and left. And later she admitted that to news cameras. So it just shows they're a bunch of goblin-like cowards who are all on a bunch of heart medication, who are scared to death of us. They're a bunch of swindlers. But only because we don't have respect in ourselves can they get away with all their crimes. Go ahead.
Exactly. No, I appreciate what you're saying. But I only brought that up just because, you know, since that time, I mean, that always kind of tucked in the back of my mind. I always knew something was not right, but it just kind of laid dormant until really a lot of your films and a lot of things that I've heard people just bring up. And I just, you know, you go down that rabbit hole and you just find out all a bunch of stuff. But I've been awake for about 3 years, and really appreciate you and all the work you do and everybody else that's working hard. But my question is, with the gold thing, I was just wondering, is it possible, because I haven't heard anybody address this, but is it possible that we should be concerned about another FDR situation with the confiscation of gold?
Absolutely, you should be concerned. Again, you should be concerned about dying in a car wreck today. You should be concerned about, you know, getting cancer if you smoke two packs of cigarettes a day, or getting liver failure if you drink a bottle of Jack Daniels every night. They devalued the currency, they bankrupted the society, and then 3 years later came and took the gold, but most people refused to turn it in. So, yeah, we should be worried about the government passing a draft and saying all our kids have got to go fight for the New World Order. But, you know, that doesn't keep you from having a child just because they may try to draft them. It doesn't keep you from getting on the highway just because you might die in a car wreck. It doesn't keep you from getting the best thing there is to protect yourself. Doesn't mean it's perfect. Doesn't mean thieves can't steal it. Doesn't mean they can't manipulate it downward. Doesn't mean the government can't try to make you turn it in. At a certain point, we've got to start saying, I'm not taking your shot when you say it's mandatory. They tried that last year. I'm not going to give you my gold, you little criminal creatures. At a certain point, you've got to say no to these swindlers. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, I appreciate that. And I guess, you know, when we're trying to do what's best for our families and we're trying to move our savings into something that's a little bit more dependable, I was trying to make the best decision, and I didn't want to do that I guess anything can happen. So,
sir, yeah. Exactly. Hedge your bets. Be invested in as many things as you can. Number one, invest in God. Invest in loving your friends and family and having a community.
Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year. When any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs, Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live now, 8 minutes into this second hour, September 1st, 2010. Seems like this year just started a few months ago, but here we are. It's already long in the tooth and has a long white beard. Old man fall and winter is right around the corner. Okay. I'm looking at all this news. I'm gauging it. Financial news, police state news, great news on the climate change fraud really continuing its free fall. Its implosion is even more devastating than I first thought. Remember back in November, the media tried to stonewall the fact that the ClimateGate emails were devastating, showing the premeditated fraud, and that it was a eugenics end of industrial civilization program of criminal feudalism and consolidation. And I popped champagne on air. I've never done that before or since. I told my crew, and I'm not a big drinker, but I said, you go to the store and buy $50 bottles of champagne. That may be nothing for Al Gore or Sarah Palin, but that's a pretty fancy champagne for us around here. You know, $8 bottles, pretty fancy. And we had two bottles, the crew of about five people and myself. We all had a couple of glasses of champagne when that first broke. And it took about 3 weeks for the media to finally admit it was real. But I know something devastating when I see it. And this was a great victory for my family. It was a great victory for your family. I mean, if they get this carbon tax dictatorship through, it means one-child policy, forced sterilizations worldwide. It means the end of family farms, the end of small factories. You think NAFTA and GATT have killed our business and our industry? You ain't seen nothing yet. And let me tell you, I described those documents being leaked like the Death Star plans being stolen by Bothan spies. But they still had to get them to Princess Leia, who tried to get them to Obi-Wan Kenobi, who got them to Luke Skywalker, and they still had to get in their X-Wings, and they had to go blow up the Death Star. About a month after those documents got leaked, the Death Star blew up. But there was still a giant Imperial fleet of Super Star Destroyers out there causing problems. Well, the Super Star Destroyer Executor has been destroyed, and the Emperor, at least the Emperor of Climate Fraud, Al Gore, has been thrown down a mineshaft and has blown up. So, I mean, it's time for Ewoks to be dancing around and singing. And I know this can't get any more cheesy, but I'm just going with it. And I expect to see Obi-Wan Kenobi's spirit and Anakin Skywalker over here. Now, the fight isn't over because there's still a lot of other globalist scams going, but this is bigger than George Washington beating the Hessians at Trenton, his first major victory that showed that they could be beaten. This is unspeakably good. Oh, look, I'm already rambling. That's coming up too. You know, I get bummed out one day looking at all the evil, but I also got to get positive, because if we just stand up and get up off our butts and stand up to these bullies. It's always scary when the bully comes down on you and he's a lot bigger than you and he goes ahead and swings at you and connects and you kind of, you know, but as soon as he connects with you, as soon as he punches you, you're not scared anymore. You're going to beat the living daylights out of him. And pretty soon that bully's on the ground with blood coming out their ears and nose begging for you to stop. And you know what? We are going to stomp the living Hades out of the New World Order. If you'll just get up off your butt and just say, you know what? I didn't start this fight, government, but you're looking for it. I'm going to go out and warn everybody, and I'm going to boldly expose you, and it's over. You understand, scum? Just open the can up of you know what. Just open it up politically and see through the neocons and the Democrats and say, we're done with you. If you were real, you'd be saying audit the Federal Reserve and audit Fort Knox. You'd be saying bring all the troops home now, period. You'd be Ron Paul. We're done. We're done. We need to get aggressive. All right. Dorothy in Ohio, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Good, I'm great.
Good. First thing I'd like to know, and once I'm done, you'll hopefully understand my question, is I'd like to be able to get the number to Joel as well as your offline number. And the reason being is I studied forensics in college with government and a minor in Soviet studies. I went into the military as an officer in the Air Force, where I witnessed personally Chemgear. NATO alliances were taking out a critical piece of the chem gear before we went to the first Gulf War. I stepped up and stopped it and ultimately went on to work at Grumman where I witnessed the F-14 was getting defective chips into the weapons box of the F-14, which is the leading jet. And this is, again, before the first Gulf War. And it made the F-14 virtually like a Cessna that could be shot down. I challenged it, wrote reports up to the Air Force, and the Air Force tried to fire me out of the United States Air Force. This is all before the first Gulf War. I witnessed, as an officer and a commander, which means I had legal authority. Now, mind you, I'd studied Ohio law before going in. I read the UCMJ every year. I witnessed the human sexual trafficking of women, children, and men inside the military. I reported it up to the leadership, to the wing commanders, to the JAG, to OSI. No one would stop it. I have since discovered something called the McDowell Rape Checklist that was put in place in the 1970s. And in 1985, it was educated through Congress and trained across the country to throw out rape victims' testimonies. The intention of all this was for human sexual trafficking.
Well, actually, ma'am, everything you said has come out in congressional hearings separately with my own research that anyone can find, that DynCorp, Halliburton, Arms of the Pentagon run not just women and children for sexual slavery, known as white slavery. Every time I say white slavery, I get emails saying, what, black slavery isn't bad? If a black woman is kidnapped and forced into sexual service, that's white slavery. White slavery just means sexual slavery, folks. And that's all come out. And there's congressional hearings where Rumsfeld said DynCorp is allowed to do this. We've decided. It's also come out in the Chicago Tribune that Halliburton and DynCorp also kidnap men worldwide and take them to slave facilities all over the world at brick factories, textile plants. So, and China does this. Israel does it. Saudi Arabia does it. Our government works with Mexico, with sex slaves and textile slaves as well. This is what globalism is. And, we can give you a number here, ma'am. But the thing is, if you will email Joel Skousen, his World Affairs Brief, because he said he wants to hear from whistleblowers, and give him your number, I would imagine if you put in your email what you've told me and that you'd like to talk about it, I'll guarantee you Joel would like to talk to you. But specifically, were you overseas and what saw them using military flights to fly out women and children to, third party countries like Indonesia, like Thailand, like Israel, Saudi Arabia, places like that? Or, I mean, what were you witnessing?
I was at Keesar Air Force Base where the wing commander in 1983 was trafficking his own women on the base. I walked into the officers club and saw it, and before I left my training, they literally retired him. And this was the wing
commander.
Now,
was he just running whores, or were these third world women they brought in as slaves?
These were American military women who had been raped, groomed, and turned out for the base population.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that was General Hooker. That's why they call hookers, because General Hooker on the northern side would bring the women along in the wagon trains, hookers, girls, as they were called. People think hookers put their hooks in, It's from General Hooker in the Civil War. And I know that there's articles every day I see about Homeland Security using the women in Homeland Security as sex slaves, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, this was on three different bases that I was at, and I witnessed as secrets were being sold at Wright-Patterson. I was a headquarters section commander down there, and while women were being raped and beaten, and I could not get it stopped as a commander, one of the guys who was raping and beating his children was a foreigner who'd become an American citizen. They gave him direct access to the missiles, and he went on to sell the secrets and the missiles, or missile secrets, to China. He was Chinese national. And I ended up
leaving. Yeah, well, that's
military.
Even in the Washington Post. There's over 3,000 Chinese front companies, and they're allowed to operate just like they were given the Panama Canal. They're given everything. But then the main focus of Homeland Security is going after the American people. Much of what you said I've separately seen confirmed. The military is also used to traffic narcotics into the country. That's why they're recruiting in third world countries. They're recruiting from gangs and then making gang commanders, commanders in the military to then command the gangs. And it's all part of their dark side takeover. Ma'am, I'll put you on hold and try to give you one of our more private emails. But I would suggest you get a hold of Joel Skousen. I appreciate your call. Since you wanted to get a hold of him, just email him. Thank you, Dorothy. Let's talk to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
I figured out I'm a regular caller at this point. I got a couple things I like you reflect on. You know, I watched, I know you've been trying to not bash Beck, you know, and there's this guy that has a website, The Young Turk, and he's always bashing Beck. He's got several videos up there.
Yeah, but he does that from a liberal perspective, and I know, about a week ago I was sent the clip, we played this years ago, where Glenn Beck says, you know, don't go to Ground Zero, no Muslim should be near it. But then Glenn Beck's in all these shows saying there's no one I hate more than families of 9/11 victims and surviving 9/11 victims. But the Turk makes fun of me because I talk about CPS kidnapping kids. And then he did a show and said, I don't even know what CPS is. And somebody said, Child Protective Services. He said, oh, that's what my wife is. So, you know, he's an airhead with an MSNBC show. So, I mean, you know. In the turd-filled punch bowl, I mean, he's an even bigger turd in the making than Glenn Beck. But I appreciate your call, Tim. I'm sorry to use an analogy like that. I apologize. That's wrong. But the Young Turk is a young turd. We'll be right back.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Attention to all U.S. drivers who own a vehicle that has less than 130,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to our country's economic crisis and auto repair costs on the rise, if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles, as of today, you could be one of the millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle covered under United Repair Plans and have 100% of your future covered auto repair bills paid for you. This low-cost vehicle service contract has been established under United Repair Plans and is now available to the general public in order to save drivers thousands of dollars on auto repairs during our country's recession. possession. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, you may now call to see if your vehicle qualifies and for a free 5-minute quote. Number to call is 800-809-4491. 800-809-4491. Again, that's 800-809-4491.
G. Edward Griffin's coming up in the next segment for just 30 minutes to talk about these subjects. Let me start getting to the financial news right now. Investors spooked as glitch sends gold to $3,400 an ounce yesterday. This was on the heels of Bloomberg reporting gold rallying to $1,500 as Soros bubble inflates, reporting that the majority of future options that are held for the month of December are at $1,500 an ounce or more. So we have all of that going on. We have counties and cities and states going bankrupt. All of this is unfolding right now because they're announcing that the Federal Reserve is going to begin monetizing more debt or going the Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe African model, the German 1920s model, 1930s model, or the current model of Zimbabwe. And, of course, I showed you yesterday a $5 trillion. It's actually in my wallet. Will you guys give me my wallet? It's over there. Thank you. $5 trillion, or was it $50 trillion? Note that it takes, a British reporter was here, said he'd just been in Africa, and that that's what it takes to buy basically a bowl of soup and a drink. Yes, here it is. Here it is. $50 trillion, Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. And you can get a little meal with that. $50 trillion, Bank of Zimbabwe. So we've got that coming up with G. Edward Griffin, really expert on the Federal Reserve, author of Creatures of Echo Island. Also, gold rallying to $1,500 as Soros bubble inflates. I talked about that. I briefly wanted to get Ted Anderson on because he said they got a lot of calls yesterday. And that, in fact, near record amount of phone calls. And people are really excited about the fact that Ted bought gold over a month ago when it was close to $80. It's gone up over $13 more today, under what it is now. And that Ted still got francs and sovereigns and a few other coins in plentiful supply, though they're starting to run out, that he can pass on the savings of when gold was a lot lower to you now. You're not going to find a better deal anywhere out there than you're going to find with this radio special today. Ted, give people today's offer. Then I want to ask you about this bizarre $3,400 spike yesterday in gold.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the offer then. The franc is currently right now at 270. That's the same price I offered it to for the audience yesterday. The price has climbed over 275 now on that particular coin. Gold hit a high today of 1,256 so far. Markets are still open. So that is only $4 away from the last market peak. Plus, also, it blows right through the resistance level, which is at 1,255, which means that it could go a heck of a lot further, even through the rest of this week. You're talking about what happened in the spike in the marketplace. It's just one of those glitches. But if you take a look at what's going on out there in the market, people are very interested in gold, not here in just in the United States, but across China and India and all over the
place. Well, Congress admits that there's massive gold manipulation by the big private central banks. And what Bob Chapman and Kaiser and others have been saying is that they haven't been watching what's going on. That's why we've seen really weird gyrations in the markets over the weekends and things, and that they probably weren't there to hold it down for a little while, so it raced up speculatively before they put the clamps on it.
Yep, that does happen, you know. And so there's, like you said, Alex, there's so much manipulation going on by the central banks of the world. I mean, they're fighting tooth and nail to keep people in their fiat money. And when gold goes up, that drives people away from fiat money into gold. I mean, GATA was, you know, when Bill Murphy did that lawsuit against the central banks, that's what that was all about. Now, long as we're talking about banks, problem bank list climbed to 829. That's at a market peak, never seen before. It used to be just 2 years ago that only 90 banks were in trouble. Now we've got 829 on the list. And FDIC, which is the insurance company that guarantees your deposits at the banks, is $15.2 billion short on making that obligation work. So that
well, bottom line, Ted, you got great deals on gold and silver. You bought it when it was cheaper. You're selling it still with that debt, a discount in this pistol hot, firecracker hot, red hot market. The brokers are there. How long can you hold the price on these gold and silver coins?
Well, I can tell you I'm going to hold them till midnight tonight. And depending upon where my supply is, I'll take it through tomorrow. But we will see. Because right now, like you said, Alex, there's a lot of people buying. A lot of interest in gold and silver. It's not difficult to find customers to buy this stuff. That's the easy part. Getting the material is getting tough again, just like it was, you know, just a few years past.
All right, let's fire out the number. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. But you've got the Franks, the Buffaloes, and the British Sovereigns. You still got those at the lower price, correct?
Yep, sure do.
800-686-2237. You've also got that free congressional report on the fact that we are bankrupt by design. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions. Yet many are unaware of the entire function of the silver lung system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs Generator. Not only does the silver lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung System at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung System works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Have produced 2 new viral videos that we need to get out to everyone. The first one is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it deals with vaccine death cover-up implodes worldwide. Vaccine death cover-up implodes worldwide. It's a 10-minute video breaking it all down. There's another video. Will machete release spark racial violence? And there's no doubt the big tax-free foundations are funding this. Fox News, you know, the same crowd with this Saudi Arabian imam that's funding the mosque. Fox is funding. This is a Fox release. Machete is a Fox release. I'm going to be talking about that in the next hour and all the latest news out of Mexico, how it's just descending into complete lawless bedlam. It's been like that for years, but now it is like War of the Worlds or something. It's getting so insane. So that's coming up. We're also going to continue with your calls in the next hour. But this vaccine issue is so important, and this video that I put together shows Australia, England, Finland, India, and a bunch of other countries saying conclusively the vaccines are killing people and causing brain damage. And the government's back trying to push them again, and they're suspending the old H1N1, but they're coming out with a new one. We've got to warn people. We had a big effect last year. They're back with the fraud again. This is a serious, serious issue that is coming up. But in the rest of this hour, we're joined by G. Edward Griffin. G. Edward Griffin is an American filmmaker, producer, author, and political lecturer. He then began his career producing documentaries and books and has often debated topics like cancer, the Federal Reserve, and libertarian views of the U.S. Supreme Court, terrorism, subversion, foreign policy. He's the best-selling author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. And, of course, he also started Freedom Force International, about taking control of our local state governments, the long view of history. You know, we need the shock troops to be out there waking folks up and taking action, but also just plodding forward every square inch of territory we take back from the globalists. But on short notice, I asked Jaron to get him on today just to pop in, because we need to be praying for Ron Paul. I mean, that's my view. He says he wants an audit of, not just the Federal Reserve, and he's gotten very close to that and exposed that they're hiding something, but he also wants them to audit the New York Fed's gold vaults, a lot of secrecy there, and Fort Knox. We know there's been a lot of hanky-panky there and the gold confiscations of 33 and it being shipped overseas. And they've been very secretive about this. So you talk about a stroke of genius to really expose the bankers, demand that audit that they've always fought, and say, why can't we see the people's gold? And, of course, they'll try to have a staged audit or something. But the point is, this is very exciting. And also, where he sees gold going, where he sees the awakening going. I just mentioned this with Ted Anderson. Investors spooked as glitch sends gold to $3,400 an ounce yesterday. I mean, you've got Bloomberg reporting that most of the futures for the month of December, the most popular future is $1,500 an ounce. So you've got that going on. So an expert on gold, the free market, the Federal Reserve, all of it. G. Edward Griffin, good to have you here with us.
Well, thanks, Alex. Good to be back.
So much going on. What do you want to tackle first of the subjects I raised?
I don't know. I was just overwhelmed by the whole list, thinking, what can I say that you probably haven't already said 10 times over? I certainly agree that we need to pray for Ron Paul. I mean, this fellow's got more courage in his little fingernail than most people have in their whole body. I mean, here's a fellow that's not only doing all the things you mentioned, but calling for getting rid of the CIA. Now, that takes some courage, I would say. So, yeah, but more than prayer, I think Ron Paul needs some support, some good, strong mass action support and some political support and probably financial support. Who doesn't need that? More to the issues, Alex, I think that the calling for an audit of the gold supply is a brilliant maneuver. I think Congressman Paul knows as well as you and I that there is no gold of any substance or any quantity in Fort Knox. Otherwise, they would have displayed it long ago. They've got some soldiers, I understand, guarding the gates around Fort Knox, and you can't get into it. It makes it look like they're guarding something. But,
and congressmen over the decades, as you know, and people can pull up these cases, have wanted to go look at it, and they're told no, no, no. I mean, you talk about brazen, how this is just right out in the open.
Yeah, right out in the open. And, you know, it's amazing to me how people Our neighbors down the street, you can tell them about this, and they'll look at you and say, well, yeah, that's interesting. They don't get it, you know. They don't understand how these things really impact their own personal lives, their own future, their own security, their own freedom. And yet, I mean, this is serious. This is a heart attack. What does the government have to back up its economic power? Is it just military? Is that the only reason that people accept American dollars? Is because if they don't, they're going to be bombed? Or because the police are going to come and put them in prison?
But it also reveals how this shadow government confiscated the gold in 33, publicly shipped most of it to Europe, increased the price a year later, enriched themselves. We had all these national gold reserves. We were partially gold-backed. And now for, what is it, 60 years? No one can look at it, but they just say, don't worry, it's there, and then act very suspicious. You know the swindlers have run out the back door with it. They may wheel in a small portion of it or something if we do force an audit, but it illustrates how they just operate in total secrecy.
Yeah, and they really become less and less concerned about what the public thinks, you know. The public be damned. They're just going to do it anyway. And it kind of reminds me, as you were just saying that, Alex, remember during the historic period in America where in the days where the frontier was rapidly expanding, they had what they called wildcat banks because there were banks opening up in territories where they didn't have too many people, but they had lots of wildcats, and they called them wildcat banks. And there was a time in those days when, you know, banks were being exposed as being fraudulent because people would come in and demand their money and their gold, and in those days money was gold. And what the banks would do is they'd put the out there in the lobby where people could see it, and they had guards there. They'd put kegs of nails out there, and they'd cover the tops of the kegs with about 2 or 3 inches of gold coins. And the people come in and say, oh, they got a whole keg full of gold coins, you know. And so, oh, everything's fine. They go back and they continue to accept the bank's paper notes. I have a feeling that if they ever get around to the audit of the gold at Fort Knox, we're probably going to see a lot of kegs of nails in there with maybe some bars of gold on top.
Well, that's another good point. And G. Edward Griffin, you talk about Ron Paul's courage. I mean, I'm not just here going, oh, Ron Paul's so great. Oh, he's so wonderful. I say this about very few people. He gets up and gives speeches on television now saying the CIA has had a coup. They're bringing in the drugs. We need to abolish them. I mean, that gets people killed routinely. I mean, these people kill foreign leaders, run the drugs, the white slaves, everything. He's saying abolish the private Federal Reserve, audit Fort Knox and the New York Fed's gold. I mean, these are swindler, criminal, murdering mafia who launch global wars, who are eugenicists. And I just hope people realize that Ron Paul, just quietly, with dignity, is literally a George Washington type character. Doesn't mean he's perfect, but let me tell you, he's for real. And that's why Cass Sunstein and others have come out and admitted, now we have this from the mainstream British news, same paradigm there, posing as patriots. They say they're coming out posing as anti-New World Order people to attack real activists. And that's why we see G. Edward Griffin being attacked, Ron Paul, myself, and others, because we're real. So that's the attack from below. And you're an expert on subversion for more than 50 years. I want you to talk about that from the congressional hearings, how they do this. They're attacking us from the activist level because they think that has credibility because the mainstream media is discredited. But they're also sending in Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck to literally mimic what I'm doing and what others are doing to try to co-opt the Tea Party movement that Ron Paul and others were the progenitors of. Can you speak to that?
Well, somewhat, yes, because over the years I have studied how these people work, and I do know pretty much this is a strategy that has worked repeatedly over decades. And if they have opposition, such as we're just talking about here, whether it's Ron Paul or you or me or some little guy coming along just to speaking up in his local community, they know exactly how to deal with them, and there are certain steps. The first one is to ignore the opposition, because usually it'll go away on its own. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to attack it or anything. Just ignore it. most people speaking out against this collectivist empire, the evil empire, they have no funding, they have no following, they have no way to communicate their ideas, so they may make a little splash here and there, and then they just sort of wither away. You never hear from them again. So the first step is to ignore them. Now, if that doesn't work, then they decide to discredit them. They'll use their media power to a great extent to demonize people, to make the average person consider that they're doing something illegal or something immoral or that they're a wacko or something like that. Just demonize them to peel off their support so they no longer have this financial support, this following, or this means of communication. Now, if that doesn't work, and it, almost always that works, but it, the few that make it through that barrier, then the next step is to buy them off, to entice them with offers of employment or financial support. Sometimes these people don't even know they're being bought off. I've seen a couple of efforts in my life where people have had great wealth, and they have set up boards of directors, and they've accepted money from compatriots that said, look, I'll put $1 million into your program. I'll add to your money, and you need more money. I like what you're doing. And then first thing another, they said, well, how about being on your board of directors? Well, sure, you just gave us $5 million. That entitles you to be on the board. Then somebody else comes along, and they're on the board of directors. And I've seen this happen where it, after about 6 or 8 years, all of a sudden the organization is completely dominated by the very people that they started off to oppose. And sometimes they'll just buy people off. They'll say, look, we'll get you a nice villa, we'll get you a yacht, and you just go down to the Caribbean someplace and enjoy life and just get out of the way. And then if that doesn't work, finally they can bring in the jackals and they can start to play rough. They can arrange a suicide or something like that. This is a very known structured plan. It has always worked in the past. And anybody like Ron Paul or you, Alex, who stands up against these people, we know that that's what we're facing. And it's just, some people say, well, why do you do that? Aren't you afraid? Well, hell yes, I'm afraid, but that doesn't mean you stop, you know? I think every man that's ever gone into battle, you know, fighting for his country, has been afraid. There's nothing wrong with being afraid, but you don't stop just because you're afraid. And that's one of the reasons I salute Ron Paul.
Well, I mean, when you really study the globalist plan, they're not going to give us any quarter. They're not going to just domesticate us. And, of course, that's something I'd fight to the death to resist. This is a scientific tyranny, and I can't look at my children, G. Edward Griffin, and not want to fight against tyranny with everything I've got or other people's children. I mean, liberty and freedom and being a free human is all that there is, and I've gone way past being afraid. I'm afraid of them killing me so I can't finish my work. I'm afraid of being worldly and stumbling or being manipulated or them setting something up to look like I sold out. I mean, because this is a devilish world and the system sets a lot of pitfalls. But the sickest thing is seeing my work, terms I've coined, things I've done, taken and kind of twisted by Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, to know from high up people in Fox News who are patriots that Glenn Beck does tell other big radio shows that are involved with Fox News or Clear Channel don't have Alex Jones on, and that he does have a team of people taking what I say and do and then twisting it. What's your view of Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin? Because now she's going to Iowa. It looks like she's going to run for president. And some pretty high-powered Hollywood insiders that we've been talking to say that the establishment wanted to energize the left-right paradigm with Obama, get a bunch of the agenda through, and that they are planning to try to put Palin in. What's your view on that?
Well, I don't have any inside information, but to me, just looking at the outside, these people fit the model perfectly of controlled opposition. We know that the opposition has always tried, I mean, our opposition has always tried to control their own opposition, whether it be left or right. You know, this has always been a favorite tactic. And it usually works. I think in terms of when the Federal Reserve System was created, a little example of that, little microcosmic example, the very people who were astride the banking system, the great financial powers that were supposed to be controlled by the Federal Reserve Act, are the ones that wrote the Federal Reserve Act. So that was bad enough, but then having written it and during the debate period before it was passed by Congress, these very people then went to the press and began giving statements and speeches condemning their own act and saying, this is bad for America, this is going to be bad for business, so that people would say, oh, yeah, these bankers, you know, they don't like this bill very much. It must be pretty good. I mean, these people are masters at manipulation. They're psychopoliticians. And this has been going on almost for the very beginning, well, at least since the Woodrow Wilson administration. So, yeah, we know what's going on today. So who are the ones? Well, you look around and it's pretty obvious. I agree with you, Alex, that, you know, that Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin fit that pattern pretty well. But all you need to do, and if you're a skeptic or, let's say, a cynic like I am, an informed one, you know what the political party system is. The two-party system is completely controlled by the international globalists. They're both the same. And so why would you think that anybody that has the blessing of the Republican Party would be, able to break rid of that, or out of it? It's impossible. And they know that. Otherwise, they would be part of the group.
Exactly. But not only is Glenn Beck trying to take on my political colorations of a patriot, a constitutionalist, your colorations, Ron Paul's, but at the same time, they're also trying to block us and make us look bad and throwing stones at us occasionally. And it's just very, very frustrating because they have children, too. And I guess they just think they're on the winning team, G. Edward Griffin.
Well, I guess that's it. And right now, if we're going to be perfectly objective about it, they are on the winning team, at least for the short term, not in the long term. But right now, you know, we're looking at the next a couple of years, maybe the next two elections or so. Yeah, these guys are coming up smelling like roses because they've got the mainstream media. And unfortunately, we're still at this point in America where people follow their media opinion leaders. So that's it right now. So what else is new? Let's get back into the battle and change it.
And that's why your long-term view, where you get 60% turnouts for the dominatrix Palin, or 60% for the Harvard drug head Obama, why don't we get 60% turnout locally? Why don't we take the counties and cities over? Because when you study the global collectivist, they're putting almost all their energy into local takeovers. We've got to take it back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
Well, we're almost out of time with G. Edward Griffin. I just wanted to get him on with all that's happening in the economy. You know, G. Edward Griffin, I don't think we're good enough at tooting our own horn. I mean, we're good at tooting Ron Paul's horn, and he deserves it. I try to, you know, point out the great work you've done for half a century. But, I mean, we've been right about everything. Collectivism, the central bankers, the world government, the exact formula of world government, how it would be announced, what it would look like, because we were reading their documents. And we know what the next act is in the play if we don't stop them. And so I just want to say here to you that I think we need to point out more just how right we've been, and that we're so busy, you know, covering the latest info, we don't have time to go back to our old films or books or shows we did 10 years ago. But I think listeners should go through all of those and put them on YouTube and point out to people just how right we've been. Isn't that our ace in the hole, that the system tried to deny that we were right, but now people are really listening to us because they remember us laying out what was going on?
Well, right on target, Alex. I think you're quite right. And I know I'm probably the worst promoter, the worst marketer for my own stuff. It's kind of a combination of being a little bit shy about it and also being pretty stupid, I think, because, you know, we do have to do that. I think one of the strongest reasons that my book on the Federal Reserve System is selling better now than it ever has. It just, the sales just, I can't believe it, are just continuing upward, upward, upward. One of the reasons is because when I wrote the thing and it was published back in 1994, I had a chapter in there called the, you know, a look into the future, a pessimistic scenario. And it sort of was a whimsical view of what could happen if we stayed on the track we're on. It's that we're heading for a certain place, and this is where we're going to go. And I laid out literally everything that has happened since I wrote the book. All of this meltdown, all of the bailouts, all of the all of these incredible expansion of the money supply and everything, including some of even the language. I just dreamed it up. I thought, now, if I were a slime bag politician trying to cover this up, or a banker, what language would I use to make it sound good? How could I spin it to make it sound good? So I just invented phrases and things like that. And I'll be darned if these guys today aren't using the same phrases and words that I dreamed up. So people think, oh, I must have had a crystal ball. Not so. Just as you said a moment ago, it's because we read their stuff. We know what they do. And so we also know what they're going to do yet in the future. And if that doesn't scare the heck out of you and get you off the couch and get busy, I don't know what would.
We got a lot going for us in the pro-human, pro-liberty movement. Something going against us, though, is there's now, the internet has empowered us to get our message out like never before, but it's also created billions of different voices. Everybody claims they've got the truth, but look at who really has it. Look who's been right, and look who has the giant audiences without government or Fox News backing. It's G. Edward Griffin, it's Alex Jones, it's people like that. Because, I mean, I've got Rockefeller documents that we just found this week where they admit they create vaccines with a tetanus shot to sterilize women. I've been talking about that since the mid-90s. I mean, we really do have their documents. And something else going against us is this stuff is just so over-the-top crazy. But isn't history stranger than fiction? I mean, you know, as they've said?
Well, I can't think of anything more bizarre, more dramatic than the recent history of the world. I mean, when I say recent, I mean since I was born. I mean, it's been a wild Mr. Toad's ride, and I can't imagine any sci-fi author dreaming of anything more dramatic than the reality.
It has been a wild Mr. Toad ride, and the globalists would have us believe that weasels haven't taken over Toad Hall, but we know they have, and G. Edward Griffin and myself and many others are together to retake Toad Hall now that he's doing a Wind in the Willows parable. Let me say bye to you during the break. Your phone calls, and I promise all the news blitz coming up in the third hour. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. It is the third hour of worldwide transmission, and I know we've had callers holding, and I've got a ton of news and several video clips that I've got to get to, so I'm going to talk to Desmond, Tack, Brad, John, and Andrew at least. Then I'm going to get into the news and then more calls if we have time in this hour. But Desmond, in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I want to thank you a lot for everything you've done educating the public. There's a few things I want to get to. Last couple months, I've been hearing... Am I loud enough?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? All right. Last couple months, I've been hearing you know, about sterility and the vaccines and everything, and really thinking about, you know, I'm calling you right now on my cell phone, and all this radiation that we're pumping through our bodies every day with these cell phones, we got them in our pockets next to our genitals all day. Like, I was just really thinking, that's got to be something with the sterility too, you know? And
well, that's a good point. The cell phones are active while they're not transmitting. They're being pinged by the GPS locator towers, the triangulation system. They also use them to surveil. But if people are going to have cell phones and be using them, I'm going to use the free iPhone app to reach them in the Matrix. I want to get them out of the Matrix, but I do have phones. I'm not on my phone a lot. I keep it away from me. I make quick calls when I need to. And the studies show that it's after several minutes that it really starts causing DNA problems. And that after an hour or so of a long cell phone call, it even heats the brain. So, yes, that is another big part of it, Desmond.
Well, I've just been waiting on about an hour, you know, waiting to get on. Hour worth of radiation going straight to my brain. But also,
well, you know, that's another point. Let me interrupt you because I always mean to make this. We have phones for everybody in my office. We have IP phones, work great. Everybody's got one. Almost no one uses them. They all, the sales guys, everyone use their iPhones. And I go in and I tell them, please use the company phone. I don't want you on your cell phone. I don't want you to have to pay for the calls you're making. And they just will not listen. And they say, look, I'm going to use my cell phone. It's mine. I like it. Jaron will actually use the company phone. But I mean, it's just an example of how insane it is. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I heard you about month or two ago. You were talking with Man Cow about how, you know, kids these days are just really, they won't approach women. They won't talk to them at all, you know, and I was really thinking cell phone, like with texting these days, kids are too afraid to talk to someone on the phone.
It's more than that. Studies have come out. The language is being destroyed. Young people use about half the words that the previous generation used. The previous generation uses less words than the generation before them. Have you tried to read a mainstream, just common man's newspaper from 1778?
I have not.
I mean, it's like reading poetry or something and long, complex words. Go try it. And they weren't trying to be show-offs then. They were into language. They weren't drinking bisphenol A and fluoride. They weren't texting. And I try to talk to young people now, and they just literally go, ugh. And like poopy. I mean, that's about as much talker. Or like, I like the movies. and so that's why the system. I like new video games. and you know, I mean, either the guys are laughing at this. Either now, there's some young people that are really awake, really smart, know what's going on. But yes, I mean, I have the same problem in my office. Got smart folks. But text messaging and IMs don't relay all the info. And so there's constant misunderstandings, disinformation, mistakes. And I go, use the telephone to call each other. The telephone. The telephone. Talk to humans. It's just like people 20, 30 years ago. The average person was real good at, you know, quick shorthand calculations. Now people can't do math in their brains. They can't write. All they can do is text. Now it's going to touch screen.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calden 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I just spent 5 minutes with the last caller. I got to go quicker or I'll never get to all the news and these video clips. I got to cover it all. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. But it's also an info war, and we need to be funded to run our operation. So that's why I'm offering a five-video deal. Five of my films, or films I produced, or films that I appear in, for $9.95. Okay, so I'm losing money on this. $9.95, ladies and gentlemen, for all five of these films. American Dictators, Fabled Enemies, Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo, Terror Storm, History of Government-Sponsored Terror, and How Weed Won the West on Government Drug Dealing. And you want to do your Christmas shopping cheap and wake somebody up, this comes out to less than $2 per film. Buying this film in bulk was $6 a piece from the maker. Okay? And when you get into the money it took to make these and everything else, I am losing money on this. But I don't care. I want these to get out to people. Infowars.com, the super mega blowout sale. But these are going quickly, so I don't know how long we're going to have this left. They'll definitely be gone in the next week, probably sooner. Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We also have a lot of other specials and discounts and combos. They're all really good deals. But that's not what's even important. Your purchase supports the broadcast, and these are tools to wake people up. Folks are ready to be given a Terror Storm or a Reflections and Warnings or a Fabled Enemies, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. And as long as you get it in the mail the next week, we'll honor mail orders for this as well. It's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Be sure and add the shipping and handling in there. But again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Or I'll really lose a lot of money if you don't put the shipping in there. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Let's go to Tack in Washington. Tack, you're on the air.
Alex, what a pleasure and honor it is to finally speak to you, buddy.
It is a pleasure to talk to you. I hope I live up to it.
You know,
I hope
what?
I'm not like a dirt sandwich.
One of these days, I truly believe your name is going to be in the history books for the man responsible for saving America.
If I can just save us from eugenics extermination, I'd be happy.
I just want to tell everybody there's a good, you know, everybody's probably having the same problem that I had trying to get people to believe, but when you tell people doing, they don't want to believe it. They're putting poisons in the food and the water and the vaccines and kidnapping children. It's too much for them to believe. But there's where we can make chemtrails work for us. What I do, I go out to, I do a lot of road trips on a motorcycle, so I go to a lot of motorcycle rallies. But go to any place, soccer events or little league games where there's a lot of families, when there's chemtrails in the sky and you point up and you say, because people don't look up in the sky, you say, do you know what that is? And they'll tell you no. You tell them. You give them a little card that says has a URL for the chemtrails video on Google. Say, go home and watch that because your kid's life. You explain a little bit what it's about. And they can see the proof with their own eyes because they look up there and they know that's not something that should be in the sky. And once they watch that video, then they can believe that they're trying to kill everybody. And that really works like a champ.
Absolutely. Great points. Anything else?
That's it, Alex. I just want to keep up the good work, buddy.
God bless you, Tack. Let's talk to Brad in Idaho.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
It's an honor to talk to you.
Honor to talk to you. Yes, I can.
You're a hero of mine. You know, in the actual histories of the time, in the court records, and in even the newspapers, a hooker arrested about 100 prostitutes to bring discipline to the army. So what you said about hooker is absolutely easy to prove false.
Well, then the PBS documentaries and things I've seen about hookers, girls. I'm going from memory, but I believe it became such a big scandal that then he staged some bust. But I mean, let me just look at the origin of the word hooker. Guys, will you search engine that? Let me see. Origin of the word hooker. But okay, we'll see if I'm corrected. Go ahead.
Starts with General Hooker because he arrested some prostitutes to bring discipline to the army in Washington, D.C. You know, the sad thing about the Patriot Movement is to this day, they still slander the North incredibly bad. It's really sad. And the North were great, great brave men, and so was the South. But it's I've been in the Patriot movement for over 20 years. And
well, sir, listen. I mean, I'm not going to Confederate meetings or anything, and I've just pointed out the facts that British intelligence financed the South. The South had real grievances over taxes being unduly put on agriculture, not industry. And I understand that that was a manipulated contrivancy, and that then the British put troops in Canada and Toronto and threatened to invade. I'm not here slandering the North. That's what I've read and seen. You may have a different historical interpretation, but I'm not obsessed with it.
Neither am I. But the root cause, even though the bankers took advantage of it, the root cause was the aristocrats did not want to give up their slaves. And the real name of the war should be called the War to Stop New Slave States. So, and I love Southern people, don't get me wrong, but it is sad that we slander so much, that we, and then same with like Alexander Hamilton. He was a great man. He just disagreed.
Well, he wanted George Washington to be a king.
Well, he wanted a bank similar to North Dakota's. Now, as far as him wanting George Washington to be a king, I think that should be analyzed also. But
all right, listen, I got to jump. Brad. I appreciate your call. They're pulling up encyclopedias. They're pulling up a bunch of stuff, all saying hookers are called hookers because General Hooker allowed the women to stay in camp. And I do remember that he then got in trouble for it and staged a bust for the media. But, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, you know. The fact is the South was outnumbered 2-1. The South didn't have a single cannon factory. The South won most of the battles, so they got worn out and beat. Most of the North didn't want to be in the war. Abraham Lincoln said that the war was not about slavery. My issue is what we're told about the Civil War is a lie. Okay, here it is. Origin of the word hooker. This is Yahoo Answers. In the U.S. Civil War, the armies were generally followed by a contingent of camp followers, including prostitutes. General Hooker was particularly lenient about allowing them in camp, and they came to be called Hooker's Army of Hooker Girls. Now, that's what I've seen on PBS and everywhere else. That may not be true. I mean, hell, it won't be the first time I've bought mainstream media saying something. But we're looking high and low for this thing about Hooker fighting hookers, and so they're called hookers. But that's not what I know historically. Oh, man, I've been coughing all day. I don't know what's going on here. Let's go ahead. I got to move quicker. I'll never get to all this. I want to talk to everybody, though. John in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Good, buddy.
Good. I just wanted to call and express a grievance here. It's your tax settlement sponsors are very repulsive, and they do pollute your message.
Okay, my sponsors are very repulsive, and it dilutes my message. Well, I hear the sponsors, and I appreciate your call on a lot of other shows. And I know Genesis refuses a lot more ads than most other radio networks and things. It's like we had Kramer running ad packages all over the country and for his Wall Street tips. And people complained about it, and Ted refused their money because you complained. But then I hear the ad on Rush Limbaugh and everywhere else, and I'm sure that's just fine with his listeners. So, I'm certainly, here's the deal. There is no way to be lily pure in this world. Okay? There's no way to be perfect. I have turned down bona fide sellouts to the New World Order repeatedly that would have made me as fabulously rich as Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh. Okay? I've been offered those deals. I'm every much as good a talk show host or better than they are. And I was offered to be the Glenn Beck that Glenn Beck is today before Glenn Beck was even on the radar screen. Okay? Repeatedly. I've been told you'll be all over the country. You'll have tens of millions in book deals, tens of millions a year. You'll have TV shows. You know, you're going to be the next Rush Limbaugh by the system. And I said no. But then I do it my way so I can have my own radio show and really say what I think and really what I believe. But Ted Anderson has sales guys and has ads, and then I have my ads. And I tend to like all of Ted's sponsors. I think they're pretty good. And I believe in all of my sponsors. And we turn down most people that come to us. Most folks don't do that. I've been in radio for 15 years. Let me tell you something. There's nobody more moral than this radio network and myself when it comes to this type of stuff. But at the end of the day, I do hear ads and things that, like, you know, with ridiculous voices going, the end of the world, better buy this. And it sounds like Big Bird's doing the ad. But so what? Okay, at the end of the day, I believe in preparedness, so let them have Big Bird voice their ad. Or Oscar the Grouch voice their ad. I mean, it's insane. Okay, again, the whole New World Order's coming down on us. I just read Rockefeller documents in the last 2 weeks to you and where they came from, with links to the Rockefeller Foundation, where they develop vaccines to sterilize you, to be added to regular vaccines. We know this is going on. We know they're putting poison in the water. We know they're gearing up all these new wars. We know we're going into a depression, and the guy calls in complaining about my sponsors. I don't know. I'll tell you this. If somebody gave me $3 million a year, no strings attached, I could do my radio show and my websites and my films and everything I do and not have advertisers or sponsors or sell anything. I could produce films, give them out free, everything. But I couldn't be on talk radio because the format of talk radio is commercials for the local station. Let me explain to you who has ads here. There's the local station. They get half the ads. We get emails all the time blaming us for local station breaks, griping us out, as if I control what local stations put on. They get calls griping about our ads. It's a nation of complainers. Then there's talk show hosts who can negotiate some of the ad space for themselves. Whatever. Okay? Okay, a big diversion, big distraction. You know what I have to do now? I've got to get into the news. Then if I have time, I'll get to Andrew, Rob, Carl, Rodney, and Angus. But I've got to start getting into the news on the other side of this break. It's key information. Stay with us.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Go north for us.
Okay, we are back live here. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play this video that we're asking folks get out virally. Will machete release spark racial violence? And they're definitely going with the racial uprising selling angle here in the United States and in Latin America. When they got caught doing it here in the U.S., they backed off and played dumb. But now they're back at it, and I'm really worried, thinking Rodriguez may have lied when he said he was going to cut the race war stuff out of his movie. So we're going to find out this Friday. Very serious. This isn't a joke. In Mexico, they're now having thousands of murders a month. They'll dig up 25 bodies, 72 bodies, 60-something bodies. And the Hispanics from Latin America who are coming into Mexico, the police rob them and kill them. They are the Los Zetas. That's just their cover name. And they just murder men, women, and children if they don't pay their cut. A lot of the rich Hispanics that run the Southwest are the El Jefes on our side. And they're involved in sucking off of the Mexicans and the Latin Americans. And we've done the study of it, and the big banks are financing it. This video that Aaron Dykes put together is really detailing all of this. But I wanted to finish up with this. Attack on bar in Cancun leaves 8 dead. And this is in the tourist district. And the gang showed up and said, pay us protection money, and we're going to burn your place down. And they didn't, so they burned it down with tourists in it. And once society goes corrupt, this is just how it is. And if the mayor or anybody tries to do anything, they'll just kill them. And then this is what our country's turning into. I mean, Mexico is literally like Road Warrior right now. It is Road Warrior. It is Road Warrior. And areas that were safe are now Road Warrior. More mayors killed yesterday. More mass murder. More death. I mean, and do you hear Mecha and La Raza all hooked in with these pimp groups complaining about Mexico murdering Hispanic children en masse and killing men, women, and children? No, that's not talked about. It's all mythical gringo Minutemen are crucifying Catholic priests and murdering Hispanic children. None of it's real, but it's in Robert Rodriguez's Fox News Corps. That's who made the movie. That's who produced it. Just like they're funding the mosque through the co-owner of Fox News and the rest of it's Rockefeller money. They run it all. They run the white supremacist. They run the black supremacist. They run the Mexican supremacist. They finance and radicalize Islam. I mean, this is a fact, and they've really got it figured out. Attack on bar in Cancun leaves 8 dead. 8 people were killed when a gang burned down a bar in the resort city of Cancun. And it goes on to say a commando of at least 10 armed men attacked Castillo del Mar, a nightclub. And he goes on, the blaze quickly spread, overwhelming 6 women who worked in the establishment, 2 male customers according to El Denaro newspaper. And it says that the man was detained for trying to extort 40,000 pesos or $3,000 from the bar in exchange for protection. It's kind of like government. You know, we want to protect you, so pay us taxes. Meanwhile, they're the criminals. And it goes on to say how the cartel's expanding, just robbing everyone. And, of course, I'm sure it's gringo's fault. Probably my fault, right? Well, in a way, it is the gringo's fault. It is the big banks in the U.S., and Aaron's article has all those documents. Arizona governor says the first they learned of the U.N. investigating him was from the Internet. Now they've confirmed Obama is sicking the U.N., a foreign power, on Arizona because Arizona doesn't want... They're already the capital of kidnappings in the U.S., and they're imploding and falling apart, and they've already pulled the Border Patrol out of the border areas. That's mainstream news, and it's not enough. Again, Obama's part of the criminal mafias that are all part of this, and so they're going to continue it. That's just the way it is. Yeah. And they want this whole Mexican mafia system here. In the future, you don't hand your business over to government, they'll just claim Los Zetas came by and killed you. They're all CIA trained on record. You heard Joel Skousen agree with me yesterday. Of course, we had Sully Castillo, DEA agent, on 6 years ago saying this was all coming and being set up. And, of course, it all came true. And just the way it works. Okay. The government hates that you still got guns, though. They love it that Mexicans are disarmed. So the El Jefes and the gangs and the cops and the mob can just rape your wife, kill your kids, murder you, rape you in the town square, cut your head off with a machete, urinate on your dead body. This is the standard procedure. And then the cops don't do anything because they're on the take. A lot of times it's the cops doing it. And we're all going to live like they do in Nigeria or how they live in Costa Rica. I mean, well, Costa Rica will seem heavenly, but it's even becoming crime-ridden. Or how they live in the crime-infested areas of Brazil. This is how the globalists like it. And they're going to get what they want unless you wake up and say no. But again, the Mexican investigator of the 72 murdered migrants, so he got killed. We're going to get into machete when we come back. Then I'm going to get into some really good news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, It also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung System at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung System works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, coming up is a shorter video on the flu vaccines that gives you all the evidence of how it's killing and maiming people by design. And you talk about sleeping good at night. I sleep really good coming out a year before it was mainstream news that the H1N1 was a fraud, and now it's admitted, and admitted it killed a bunch of people and causes autoimmune disorders and all sorts of neurological disorders. Parkinson's, Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, epilepsy, you name it. If you want to have some neurological disorders and you think that sounds fun and you think brain tumor sounds fun, go out and take their shots because they're trying to murder your butt, okay? This isn't a game, and I'm not playing games. Does that mean your kid might not get spinal meningitis? Does that mean your kid might get the flu or the measles and might die? I'm not saying that vaccine science doesn't have some truth to it. I'm not an anti-technology guy. I'm telling you, Big Pharma's a bunch of murdering eugenicists on record, contracting with the Rockefellers and others in the UN to hurt you bad. We've got mainstream government documents, all of it up on InfoWars and Prison Planet today. So that's coming up, and then some other news. But here is Machete, where I break down the history of this movie, how it's coming out, and it's more than just the movie. It shows how Fox News, News Corp, is the company putting this movie out, and at first their neocons attacked it, then found out it was their property. Fox pulled the articles. And then Rodriguez played dumb and said, you don't have the script, you know, this isn't real. Then later he admitted, okay, it might cause race violence. I'm cutting out the violent stuff. Now he's had the producer come out and say that I'm basically a liar. And so I don't know what is going on with this, but we're going to find out when this movie comes out. All right, let's go ahead and play the clip. Here it is. This video is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the headline on it is, Will Machete release spark racial violence? And it could cause some good old boys, you know, to get violent with Hispanics. That's what Hispanics are concerned about. I mean, this is dangerous. If it's being put out the way the script says it is and the Arizona trailer, we didn't cross the border, the border crossed us, and then images of illegals hacking Whitey up with machetes. Here it is. It's August 31st, 2010. 3 days from now, Machete is going to premiere in theaters across North America. Going back about 3 months ago, Hispanic members of Robert Rodriguez's film crew here in Austin, Texas, contacted me and said they were really concerned about the film's message and that it was very, very divisive and that it would reflect badly on Hispanics, not just create racial division. Then I got a copy of the script that they used for the film. And it is a race war that bills white people as the devil and Mr. Trejo, the star, Machete, as a folk hero who they then pray and worship at the end of the film. And it's got gringos out sacrificing, you know, crucifying Catholic priests, killing Hispanic children. It's over the top. It's like a Hispanic version of Birth of the Nation. I mean, this is really dangerous stuff. And then Rodriguez told Ain't It Cool News that, okay, I had too much tequila and I am going to cut some stuff out of the film. It could cause some problems. And I thought, wow, you know, that was my job, was just simply to point out to him that people on his own crew were concerned and that he should think about what he's doing because this could cause racial conflict. I'm all for his First Amendment, but I have my First Amendment right to criticize it. And I said, let's wait and see what comes out when the film's released. Well, then I happened to be in a hamburger place with my kids Saturday, And I see the front page of the Statesman dealing with the film Machete. Commission must decide if Machete qualifies for funds. And they've got yours truly, Alex Jones, quoted in here. And the producer of the film is in the newspaper saying that we made it up that we have the script. Really, we made up the Arizona trailer with all those big stars saying those things. We made up that we got the script. We made it up that Robert Rodriguez told Ain't It Cool News that he did cut stuff out because it was racially incendiary.
With a special Cinco de Mayo message to Arizona.
We didn't cross the border!
Now, I don't know what film is being released on Friday, but I am concerned about the fact that it's going to hype people up to go out and commit acts of violence with all the stuff going on in Arizona. So we're going to find out this weekend whether or not Rodriguez has put out his race war film. And we're going to find out if this guy is a total opportunist, because what this does is it plays on fears of immigrants. It tries to export Americophobia that does go on in Mexico to the rest of Latin America, all over Central and South America, and on the island of Puerto Rico. They are putting up these big posters with an image of a bloody machete in a hand dripping with blood saying, "Everyone with machete," like it's a political uprising. And if you know Central and South America and Mexico's history, the machete is the symbol of the peasant uprising because they've been disarmed. They're not allowed to own guns, so they use their farm implements. And the machete is kind of like the pitchfork in European lore because they were disarmed. And so here's Rodriguez with a worldwide promotion of this in the streets of Latin American cities with an image of a blood-dripping machete. And then when you go see the film, at least from what the script says, it's all about evil gringos that must die because they're oppressing the raza or the race. And it's also come out that the Ford Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and others have given billions of dollars total to this liberation theology at the universities, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. So the system wants Hispanics, whites, and blacks to beat each other's throats. And they don't want Hispanics to feel like they're Americans and become pro-Second Amendment. No, it's got to be a machete. Do you get the anti-gun message here? In so many horror movies and films, the people are always, you know, preyed upon by the criminals or the zombies because they don't have guns. Hollywood will not show that image of people with guns defending themselves. So we've got Robert Rodriguez blurring the lines between politics and his race war film, and then having his surrogates, the producer, in the Statesman saying, there's none of this in the script. None of this is going on. This is crazy. When his own people contacted me, and I have the script, and we have the Arizona trailer, and Rodriguez is out there saying, yeah, I cut this stuff out. It goes a little too far. So I'm seeing a lot of deception from their camp. And for their sake, I hope they have cut the really hardcore race war stuff out. Because if that actually showed in theaters around the country, I'd say 99% chance you're going to get some stabbings and some killings. My final point is this. I've really been researching Mexico in depth for more than 15 years, reading what anthropologists, sociologists say from Mexico and the United States. And just over the weekend, I talked to a lot of my Hispanic friends, some of which actually grew up in Mexico. And they said, Alex, we know that the big foundations are teaching that the United States belongs to Mexico to create division. We understand what's going on. And they said, immigrants like the 72 that were just murdered right over the Texas border in Mexico come up from Latin America and are held by Los Zetas and the Mexican mafia. And men, women, and children are gutted and killed and in many cases raped first as part of an act of terror against these people. And the rich Mexicans in the United States, they're just like poverty pimps, just like Obama, using racial politics to exploit and to basically fire up Hispanics to kind of buy into this whole narco-terrorist El Jefe worldview. And that it is really a lot of Hispanic Americans who are feeding and using the immigrant community, and that's why they're teamed up with the big Fortune 100 companies who also want cheap labor, and to allow Mexico to export its revolution to the United States. And so it's just sickening elitism, the same way Mexico has used anti-Americanism as a distraction from its own internal problems for the last 100 years. This is now just an exporting of that to the United States. And I've seen in the news countless cases of mayors and others who are Hispanic, who it turns out are coyotes, who have Hispanic immigrants as slaves. They bring them over here. They hold their families in Mexico. They make them do drug runs for them over and over again. And so really, we have to realize that especially Central and South American immigrants coming up through Mexico are completely abused and are being used by the corrupt El Jefe types that run Mexico and now much of the Southwest. And I guess that, you know, that's who he's rich and powerful. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars. That's who he hangs out with, is the Carlos Slim types that dominate Mexico. And it looks like Robert Rodriguez is really a cold-blooded guy exploiting a lot of people and creating racial division in the process. But we'll see what film he releases. But, you know, this isn't a joke. Mexico has fully collapsed. Every week, mayors are taken in front of their families and murdered. In some cases, they're raped first as an act of dominance. Immigrants by the hundreds every week are tortured and murdered and have money extorted out of them. And you never hear La Raza or Mecha or all these big race groups talking about that. They want to distract Hispanics with boogeymen of the Minutemen who've never killed any immigrants. But in this movie, you know, they'll give them that myth of who's killing them, when really who's killing them is the CIA-funded Los Zetas and the Mexican Mafia and the rest of them that are killing U.S. embassy staff, kidnapping citizens. Our police are being paid off by them, rolling over. And Robert Rodriguez just gets to glorify it and be the big king up there and you know, create all this racial division and have movie posters put up in Puerto Rico and everywhere else, you know, saying everybody get with machete with a symbol of Latin American revolution dripping with blood. And meanwhile, the big banks are funding the whole thing, because after the U.S. falls, we'll all be like Mexico or Guatemala, nowhere to run. And that's just their plan, where we're all killing each other. I don't know if Rodriguez has played into this psyop and is being used, or whether he's really a cold-blooded person. But I've seen a lot of doublespeak out of him and his crew, and I just hope that they have thought about what they're releasing. I mean, I know supposedly in the script that Machete's fled to the U.S. because a drug cartel's come after him. But then he finds the ultimate evil is the gringos. The good news is Hispanics worldwide are sophisticated and intelligent, and they have discovered that the major foundations are funding all of this to create division. And we're going to stand together against the big central banks, against the drug traffickers, against this entire global crime syndicate that's getting rich off of the blood, sweat, and tears of immigrants and other people. And we're going to decriminalize drugs and take away your main funding mechanism that has empowered this criminal takeover of society. Rodriguez, you decided to go forward with this Mexican exploitation film with a radical revolutionary edge. And when people freaked out about it, you pulled it back and denied it even existed. But now we know you've got posters going up all over Latin America with bloodstained hands with a bloody knife. And let's just hope that what you're invoking, whether consciously or unconsciously, doesn't come true, because you will have literal blood on your hands and you will be liable. But maybe that's the type of fame you're looking for. To learn more about this and other vital topics, visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast, or subscribe to the free podcast at Infowars.com. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want. All right, this public service announcement that I'm about to play is so important that we're premiering it here. The video just went up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Deals with the fact that the vaccine cover-up is imploding. And we're going to skip this break to play this video. Then, at the end of the broadcast, it is confirmed. Gunman, possibly with explosives, enters Discovery Channel headquarters. And he's demanding an end to the birth of parasitic humans. That is being reported by the AP and others. He is a eugenicist, reportedly, who says humans are evil and must be dealt with, must be removed. And this is the religion that they're teaching everybody at the high schools, the colleges, everywhere. And that's why the globalists are poisoning the food, the water, and we have their official government and intergovernmental think tank documents showing all of that. But first, I want to put this on screen, this Infowars.com article with the headline dealing with the vaccine cover-up. Vaccine death cover-up implodes worldwide. Now, we wrote an article about this on Monday and asked you to get it out to everybody, and it's linked in the story. But this is the 8-minute video that details it all. So we got a eugenicist reportedly saying, I demand the end of all parasitic human births. Humans are parasites. They must all die. What did Dr. Eric Pianca say? He can't wait till we're all dead. What did his graduate students who work in bioweapons labs send me threatening emails with their thesis saying, you low-grade idiot. Dr. Pianca only wants 90% dead. Many of us believe all humans must be killed. It'll be our pleasure to do it. All humans will die. We are a parasite. We are trash. This is their wicked control freak impulse. Hey, listen, self-haters. Kill yourselves, not us. Not babies, filth. You want us all to die? You go first. You go to the gun shop. You get the gun. You load it. You shove it in your mouth. You blow the brains all over your drapes. I don't want you to kill yourself, scumbag. But stop spiking our food and water with stuff and slow killing us because you're control freak demons from hell. Now, here's the proof of what you're doing. Get it out to everybody. Stop the murderers. Here it is. Save lives. My friends, we've got a chance this year to save a lot of lives. The good news is we went public last year with millions of other truth tellers and pointed out that the vaccine insert for the H1N1 flu shot admitted that it could cause neurological disorders, Guillain-Barre's, you name it. And people actually went out and read the vaccine insert instead of believing the corporate media paid off by Big Pharma to lie to you. Since then, the head of the EU Commission, Wolfgang Wudarg, medical doctor, has come out and said that they found all the evidence showing that vaccine makers had paid off politicians in Europe and the United States to hype this dangerous vaccine and that it had serious health ramifications. The British Medical Journal has come out with a major report. I even interviewed the editor of the journal saying, yes, clearly this was hype to sell vaccines. Since then, the British government has had to suspend giving the H1N1 shot to under 5-year-olds, admitting that it caused a tenfold increase in violent convulsions in children. The government of Finland has come out and said it's causing all sorts of neurological disorders, like narcolepsy. All over the world, people are waking up. Also, last year, we saw a record low numbers of people taking the regular seasonal shot and the H1N1. So now they're combining both the shots together. And because we had record low numbers of people taking the vaccines worldwide, we had a record low flu season. Because the real studies show that it's the flu vaccine in most cases that's causing the flu. You've seen the anecdotal evidence of your friends and family or yourself saying, yeah, I never got the flu. I took the flu shot. It almost killed me. Same thing happened to my mother. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the United Nations documents. We have the Rockefeller Foundation documents from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and right through, admitting they developed vaccines for flu or tetanus, where they add chemicals and hormones that reduce your fertility or sterilize you. They admit they're doing this. So it's not that there couldn't be a clean, safe vaccine developed. I'm not arguing about that science. The point is they've been caught spiking vaccines all over the world as part of these United Nations World Health Organization programs for covert sterilization, and we even have the Rockefeller Foundation documents. This is even mainstream news now. But on top of all of that, 90%+ of the vaccines that we're using here in the United States and Europe are made in China. China was a signatory to the one-child policy. They were a signatory to the United Nations agreements to use food and medicine as weapons to forcibly reduce their population. They're the folks that give you melamine-tainted milk and bisphenol A-coated plastics. I mean, this is a nightmare situation. So the globalists have contracted with these dehumanizing tyrants to produce not just our vaccines, but most of our medicines. This is so horrifying, and I know it's hard for people to be able to admit this to themselves. But if you'll just go research the facts, it's all there. And the good news is, Record numbers of people are refusing to take the vaccines, and record numbers of people are reading the literature and finding out how deadly this is, and government after government after government, from England to Australia, from Finland to India, is having to totally suspend or restrict giving these shots because people now understand how dangerous it is because there's such a wide swath of death and destruction in its wake. We're starting to win. We're starting to have an effect. And that's why the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has given money to Monsanto and others to come up with pharmacological crops that grow the vaccines inside of the food so there's no way for you to escape it. That's why Bill Gates is looking at releasing genetically engineered mosquitoes to, quote, inoculate you.
There's new drug discovery going on. Our foundation has backed a vaccine that's going into phase 3 trial that starts in a couple months.
Literally releasing bugs that come out and inject you with these things. They're not playing games. They want to force you to go under this eugenic system. Every time the global elite meet and they set up these philanthropic organizations, all they talk about is population control. This is what they're obsessed with. They don't like going to the Grand Canyon and seeing big crowds. They want all the science and technology for themselves, not for the general population. It's the ultimate form of greed and envy and control. It's a scorched earth policy of total monopoly over humanity. You are being slowly killed. Cancers are off the charts. Every other form of degenerative disease is off the charts. And they know that the vaccines, the sodium fluoride, the bisphenol A, and all of these chemicals are doing it. And we have their own documents admitting it. So in closing, warn everyone you know. Send them the vaccine inserts. They're online where it says it can cause cancer, where it says it can cause neurological disorders, where it admits that it's even caused deaths. Send them all the mainstream news articles that we're going to link below where major governments are having to suspend the shots because it's causing so much carnage. And warn them that the regular seasonal flu shots this year are going to have this H1N1 and whatever else they're adding to it. Warn everyone you know. This is incredibly serious. Bayer Pharmaceutical admitted in court that for over a decade, they knowingly sent out factor 8 blood product to hemophiliacs, knowing it was a death sentence of hepatitis and HIV. They did it cold-bloodedly as part of a eugenics program. The crimes of Big Pharma are legion, and they need to be prosecuted. They need to be brought to justice. But there's a revolving door between Big Pharma, GMO, and the government. Almost every major federal regulator, not just here, but in every other major country, is a former alumni of these companies who own stock. And then they leave the government and go back into those companies and move up that ladder of power for selling out their fellow humans. This is part of the eugenics agenda. And when you see car washes getting IRS visits over 4 cents of unpaid money, you understand that the system has its investigators going after petty stuff like Roger Clemens. So what if he reportedly did steroids? He supposedly lied to Congress? That's not good. Using steroids isn't good. But compared to the former Treasury Secretary lying to Congress about where the bailout money went, then later admitting it didn't go to the mortgages, that's trillions of dollars of taxpayer money. What about the millions of brain-damaged kids from all these vaccines? Why are we hearing about Roger Clemens? Why are we hearing about 4 cents of unpaid taxes at a car wash? Why are there investigators involved in this? Because it's ways to spend all the investigators' resources on petty things that get the government's name in the papers to make it look like they're tracking down crime when they are the main source and progenitor of the crime. Expose the vaccines. To learn more about this and other vital topics, visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast or subscribe to the free podcast at InfoWars.com. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want. Okay, so you just saw how the eugenicists are hitting you through the vaccines, on screen, the Rockefeller Foundation documents, all of it. But the public is noticing the death and disease caused by the vaccines and is waking up. So the system's trying to make them mandatory. Now, Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo, we were able because it's not on the archive. It's not on the Wayback Machine. We were able to save this Nutballs website, this guy that supposedly took over the Discovery Channel facility. They're panicking because their global warming hoax has been fully exposed as a complete fraud to carry out eugenics. So he's reportedly taken hostages with a bomb and a gun, and his manifesto is going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. We're getting all his writings. Thank God we saved him right before it went down. It's all going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to see this stuff, it's going up right now. Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson are putting it up. Look at his manifesto. Number 7. Develop shows that mention the Malthusian sciences about how food production leads to the overpopulation of the human race. Talk about evolution. Talk about Malthus and Darwin until it sinks into the people's brains until they get it. And he goes on to talk about babies being little degenerate parasites that must be dealt with. I mean, this is it. So they are so angry. And sure, humans do cause some problems, but we're also the people that brought you Beethoven and the Bible and rockets and nanotech. We need to have a debate about this stuff, not let the elite sit here and coldly, quietly start reducing our numbers while they are releasing genetically engineered crops and other things that truly endanger the entire planet. You know, the global leader using DU, all this other stuff, that's not a problem of the environmentalists. They just want to kill people because they're control freaks. We'll have it all posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Get it out to everybody to expose these criminals.